请坐。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们现在跪下来一起祷告。
We continue to pray for our children.
我们要一起为我们的孩子们祷告。
And for those of us who are not too close to our children.
那我们如果不是跟我们的孩子们很亲近。
We really encourage every single one of you to develop a relationship with them.
我真的鼓励我们每个人跟他们每一个人每一个孩子建立一起关系。
Because they want to tell us with all these difficulties that they have.
因为这些告诉我们他们所面临这些困难的孩子们。
We ask them, do your parents know?
我们问他们说：“你的父母知道吗？”
They say no.
他们说不知道。
And we say, why don't you tell your parents?
问他们说：“为什么你不告诉你们的父母？”
On conclusion, they do not have good relationship with their parents.
结论就是他们跟他们父母没有很好的关系。
So we must truly develop good relationship with them.
所以我们真的要建立起跟他们孩子们有好的关系。
So they can share with us their problems.
所以他们能够跟我们分享他们所面对的困难。
So we can pray for them.
所以我们才能够来为他们祷告。
And take them out of the hand of Satan.
从撒旦的手中把他们抢救出来。
Because we know every single one of you.
因为我们知道我们每一个人。
Love your children very much.
我们真的很爱我们的。
And would do anything for your children.
我们会为我们的儿女做任何的事。
Even praying 5 hours a day for them, you are willing to do it.
就是为我们的儿女祷告五个小时，一天五个小时，我们也是愿意。
But you must ask them what's going on.
但是我们一定要来问他们到底现在怎么样。
And allow them to share their problems with all of you.
让他们能够跟我们谈论他们所面对的挑战。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Drink with his friends.
所以他就跟他的朋友一起出去抽烟去喝酒。
And curse and swear and do bad things with his friends.
他们也会说脏话，做一些很不好的事情。
Then during time we fall even to a deeper depression.
结果是他又掉入更深的忧郁的情况。
And then one day he went into the kitchen.
有一天他进去了他的厨房。
And he saw a knife on a cutting board.
他看到在桌上有一个。这个 刀子
And then he shared with us that he put a knife right to his throat.
他就说他把刀子拿起来放在他的颈项上。
At that time he just want to cut his head off.
他那时候很想就这样把他的脖子切断了。
And then he thought about it.
但是他想一想。
I say, oh, if I cut my head off, and then if my mom come into the kitchen, then she would be very sad.
我说我这样子做，我母亲进到厨房里看到我，一定会很伤心。
So because of this, he did not want to kill himself inside the house.
所以就是因为这样，他不想在家里面来自杀。
And then he also shared when he go to hiking.
他也说到说，当他出去外面走路的时候
，often time he stand on the cliff, right on the mountain.
有时候他会站在山的悬崖那里。
And just hoping that he just fall off and die.
因为他想说，如果他掉下去死了就好了。
And then to him, he said, wouldn't be a suicide, but rather an accident.
这样子的话就不是自杀，而是一个意外。
But how come our youth can get to this point?
那为什么我们的青年会达到这一种地步？
We worship the true and living God.
我们是相信又真又活的神。
And for sure, we have hope that one day we'll enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们每一个人也都有盼望能够要来进天国。
But sigh, why so many of youth are like this?
但是为什么教会里面有这样子的青年？
And then some sisters.
有一些姐妹。
They share that they feel so lonely.
她们觉得好孤单。
And sometimes they feel so confused about their sexuality.
有时候对于性方面，他们觉得很困惑。
They don't know if they like boys or like girls.
他们不知道他们到底是喜欢男孩还是女孩。
And every time they watch TV, television, or go on the internet, they always, you know, be able to see things that is very filthy.
他们看电视的时候还是上网站的时候，常常会看到很不干净的事情。
So because of this, some of them just want to die.
因为这样子，他们很多人就想要自杀。
Because they have no hope in this life.
因为在这个生活、这个生命里，他们没有盼望。
Actually, for me to tell you this story, it seems so hard to believe all this thing is happening in our church.
我这样告诉你们，好像我们听起来很难以相信这是在我们教会发生的事。
So that's why as parents, it's so important to pray for your children.
所以我们身为父母的这样子才需要帮助我们的孩子们祷告。
And we need to talk to them.
我们需要跟他们一起谈话。
Yes, even though materialistic wise, they have everything.
虽然在物质方面他们拥有一切。
But deep down inside, they feel very empty.
但是在他们内心深处真的是虚空的。
So because of this, made them feel that their bones are so dry.
所以这样子，他们很多人感觉他们的骨头枯干了。
And they feel that God is so far from them.
他们感觉神离他们好远。
But we cannot let this thing go on.
我们不可以让这样的事情继续发生。
So that's why it's so important for us to have wisdom to be able to raise up our children.
所以我们很重要的需要有智慧来教导我们的孩子。
Let's learn from the from Job.
我们可以从约伯来学习。
What kind of family man was he?
他是怎么样的一个家庭的人
？That he truly had the wisdom to take care of his family.
他真的有智慧能够来带领他的家庭吗
？Let's turn the book of Job, chapter 1.
我们来看约伯记第一章。
Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
第一节到第三节。
Job chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 3.
约伯记一章一节到三节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Verse 2.
第二节。
And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Verse 3.
第三节。
Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. So we can see in these three verses, the Bible described it was a man named Job.
这边三个经节里面讲到，这边有一个人叫约伯。
And this Job is the greatest of all the people of the East.
那这个约伯他是在东方人中为至大的人。
Because this man he was blameless.
因为这个人他完全正直。
And he was upright.
他完全正直。
And he feared God and shunned evil.
他敬畏神也远离恶事。
So because of this, God blessed him with many children.
所以因为这样子，神祝福他，给他很多孩子。
So that's why he has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
所以这样子，他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
Because he was blameless, upright, shunned evil, and feared God, that's why God also blessed him with many possessions.
因为这个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。所以神也祝福他，给他有很多的家产。
So we can see in verse 3 he had many things.
所以第三节记载他有拥有很多。
So why God bless him so much?
那为什么神这样子的祝福他？
We can see just like Isaac.
就像以撒一样。
Everywhere he go.
不管他去哪里。
First he would build an altar.
首先做的就是先筑坛。
And then he would pitch a tent.
然后他才会搭帐篷。
And then his servant would dig a well.
然后他的仆人才会去挖井。
Because Isaac he knows.That his relationship with God must come first.
因为以撒知道跟神的关系是需要放在第一的。
And only then that his children will be blessed.
只有那样神才会祝福他们。
And only then that his livelihood also will be blessed.
只有这样子神才会祝福他的生活。
And we know Job has the same wisdom.
所以我们知道约伯有同样的智慧。
Because his relationship was wonderful.
因为他跟神的关系是好的。
That is relationship with God.
他跟神的关系很好。
Because they said he was blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil.
因为他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
So this means his life at the altar was perfect.
所以他的祭坛的生活是完全的。
And also his life at the tent.
所以那他家庭生活呢，他扎帐篷的生活。
He had 7 sons.
他有七个儿子。
And 3 daughters.
三个女儿。
His life at the tent was also perfect.
他帐篷的生活也是完全的。
But also his livelihood was also perfect.
那他的生命生活也是完全的。
Because he had such great possessions.
因为他拥有很多的产业。
So you can see every aspect of his life,God bless him.
我们可以看到在每一方面他的生命里面神都祝福他。
So that's why he's the greatest in the people of the East.
就因为这样他在东方人中是为至大。
But in the eyes of God,
但是在神眼中
why was Job such a great person?
为什么约伯是这么好的人？
Let's read verse 8.
我们来读第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on earth, a blameless, upright,And one who fears God and shun evil.
神对撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我仆人约伯吗？在地上没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”
And then also, let's read chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节。
Job chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章第三节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shun evil.
神又问撒旦说你曾用心查看我仆人约伯没有地上再也没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事
So in the eyes of God why Job was such a great person
所以在神眼中为什么约伯是这么好
And God proclaimed himself twice that no one like Job on the earth
因为神两次 讲到说在地上没有人像约伯一样。
Is it because he had many children?
啊，是他因为他有很多的孩子吗？
Is it because he had great possessions?
是因为他有很多的产业吗？
Actually, there's only one reason why God proclaimed that Job was the greatest on earth.
其实只有一个原因，为什么神要来说他是地上最好的人？
Because Job was perfect and blameless in front of God.
因为他在神面前是完全正直。
So that's why God was so proud of Job.
这样子神才感觉啊、为约伯感觉到很骄傲。
That's why he said to Satan.
所以他就告诉撒旦。
Have you considered my servant Job?
你有没有曾经用心查看
？There is none like him on earth.
啊，在地上再也没有人。
He is blameless.
啊，他完全。
He is upright.
他正直。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
And he shunned evil.
他远离恶事。
So what does this mean for us?
所以告诉我们什么？
This means our relationship with God must come first before anything else in this world.
我们与神的关系需要放在我们其他所有、世界上其他事情、之前。
So we look at a family.
所以我们说看到我们的家庭。
Why our relationship with a spouse is not too good?
为什么我们跟、我们夫妻关系之间的关系不是很好。
And why our relationship with our children is not too good?
为什么我们跟我们孩子的关系不是很好。
I see the main reason because our relationship with God is not good.
我想因为我们跟神的关系不是很好。
So because of this, we allow Satan to attack a family.
就是因为这样我们让撒旦有机会来攻击我们的家庭。
Because Satan, he wants every single family to divide against itself.
因为撒旦要、每一个家庭在、内部都、分裂。
We know if our family is weak, the church will become weak.
如果家庭软弱，教会就会软弱。
And if the church become weak, we cannot live a life to glorify the name of God.
如果教会软弱，我们就没有办法活出一个荣耀神的生活。
So that's why Satan's purpose is to for us to divide against one another.
所以撒旦的目的就是要我们每一个人、都产生分裂。
So that's why we need to have our relationship with God just like Job.
所以我们要使我们跟神的关系就像约伯跟神一样。
We need to be blameless.
我们需要完全。
We need to be upright.
我们需要正直。
We need to fear God and shun evil.
我们也需要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And only then that truly Satan cannot attack a family.
如果只有这样子，撒旦才没有办法来攻击我们的家庭。
I noticed something about my family.
发现我自己的家庭。
Sometime when I'm weak in faith.
有时候当我信心上软弱的时候。
And for some reason, my wife, she get very frustrated and get very sad.
有时候这样，我的太太就会感觉很伤心。
Of course, she does not know that my faith is weak.
因为，但是她不知道，其实我的信心软弱。
But every time if something bothers her, I always reflect on my own faith.
但是每次有事情。扰乱我的时候就会影响我的信心。
Then I came to a conclusion.
那 我这样就发现到。
Every time I'm weak,
每一次我软弱的时候
Satan would attack my wife.
撒旦就会攻击我的太太。
But when I'm strong,
但我强壮的时候
my wife also feels very strong.
我的太太也感觉很强壮。
So that's why for us as head of the household, as parents, we must truly protect our children.
所以我们身为、一家之主，我们需要这样来关心、保护我们自己的家庭。
If we are blameless and upright,
如果我们在神面前完全正直。
If we fear God and shun evil,
如果我们敬畏神、远离恶事。
It's impossible for Satan to attack our family.
这样撒旦没有机会来攻击我们的家庭。
That's why in Job chapter 1 verse 10,
所以在约伯记一章第十节。
Job chapter 1 verse 10,
约伯记一章第十节。
Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has and every side? You have blessed the works of his hand, and his possession have increased in the land. Verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10.
你岂不是四面围上篱笆、维护他和 他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他 所做的都蒙你赐福，你的家产他的家产也在地上增多。
Satan knows the reason why Job has such a great life because God abides with him.
撒旦知道神、为什么约伯有这么好的生活，因为神跟他同在。
That's why he said to God.
所以他跟神说。
That Job feared God for nothing.
其实约伯敬畏神，岂是没有原因吗？
And then Satan said to God.
撒旦就告诉神。
Have you not made a hedge around him?
你不是从他四面搭起篱笆吗？
Around his household.
保护他的家庭
and around all that he has on every side,
并他一切所有的吗
not only that, God has blessed the works of his hand and all possession he has, God has increased.
那不但这样你还祝福他所手所做的、他赐福在地上所有的一切
you can see Satan he knows very well.
所以我们可以看到撒旦知道
as long as Job is a righteous person,
直到约伯是一个正直的人,
he cannot touch Job.
他没有办法来伤害约伯。
So that's why for every single one of us,
所以我们每一个人,
we really should talk to our children.
我们需要跟我们的, 孩子们来沟通,
and truly try to understand what they're going through.
需要来了解他们在, 经验体验过什么。
And then we need to reflect on ourselves.
然后我们需要来反省自己。
The reason they're going through all this kind of trial and tribulation, is it because of us?
他们这样经过这么多的挑战和试验是因为我们的缘故吗？
Or is it because of themselves?
还是因为他们自己本身？
But if it's because of themselves,
如果是他们自己本身，
then what must we do?
那我们怎么做呢？
And look at Job.
我们看来看约伯。
Verse chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章第四节
Job chapter 1 verse 4
约伯记一章四节
And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Verse 5
第五节
So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts,Thus Job did regularly. So we can see Job understood how important it is to pray for his children.
所以约伯明白来替他的孩子们祷告是多么的重要。
Of course, God blessed him with everything.
当然神祝福他一切所有的。
So because of this, his children were also blessed.
所以因为这样他的孩子们也受到祝福。
So that's why they be able to have feasts in every single one of their houses.
所以这样他们才有办法每一天在每一个人家中都有办法宴席。
And not only that, they invite his sister also come to join in the feast.
那不但这样他们还邀请他三个姐妹一起来。
But Job was so worried.
但是约伯很担心。
What was he worried about?
他担心什么？
That his children would curse God in their hearts.
他怕他的儿子恐怕心里犯罪来弃掉神。
So because of this, Job prayed for his children regularly.
因为这样子，约伯常常每天为他孩子祷告。
Actually, many of us are truly blessed by God.
我们每一个人都受到神很多的祝福。
Our children, they lack nothing.
我们的孩子们不需要什么。
They go to the best high school.
他们上最好的学校。
They go to the best university.
他们进入最好的大学。
And even some of them have a great career.
有的人他们也有很好的职业。
But that's not the most important thing.
但是那些不是最重要的事。
The most important is, do they sin against God?
最重要的是否他们有犯罪得罪神。
Can they still hold on to their faith?
他们有办法持守他们的信仰吗？
If it's not,
如果没有办法
If they cannot do this thing,
如果他们做不到
then we must truly worry about them.
我们就需要为他们来担心
Because even though they go to a great high school,
虽然他们上了很好的学校
Without God, their heart can feel so empty.
他们没有神他们心里会是空虚的
Even though they go to the best college,
所以他们上最好的大学
But if their hearts are empty, they will end up drinking and smoking pot.
他们心如果空虚就会去喝酒吸毒
Because some of the RETS students,
因为上教员讲习会的这些学生
Only 15, 16 years old,
他们十五十六岁
Some of them are already addicted to pornographic.
有的人已经在色情上受到捆绑
And some of them already start smoking pot and cigarettes and drinking.
有的人已经开始吸烟喝酒和吸毒
How can we allow this thing to happen to a younger generation?
我们怎么可以让这些事发生在我们年轻一代的身上
So we truly must pray for them.
所以我们要为他们祷告
But we want to pray to be effective.
但是如果我们要我们的祷告有功效
We must be like Job
我们一定要像约伯一样
Blameless and upright
我们要完全也要正直
Fear God and shun evil
我们要敬畏神也要与你而
事 If we cannot reach this point Our prayer would be in vain for our children
我们如果没有办法达到这个地步我们的祷告就没有功效
Because only the prayer of the righteous person can avail much
因为义人的祷告才有功效
Especially nowadays in the world full of wickedness
特别现在世界上充满了邪恶
And let's turn the book of Deuteronomy.
我们如果来看生命记
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章
How can we truly develop a relationship with God to the point that we are blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God?
我们要怎么样能够使我们跟神的关系成为完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事？
We truly have to understand the God that we worship.
我们需要来认识我们所敬拜的神。
That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
我们来读生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
生命记第六章第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，我们的神是独一的主。
this time that Moses wanted them to remember.
这个是摩西要他们记得的。
And he want all Israelites to reserve God's commandment.
他们也要以色列人来遵守神的诫命。
Then he say to them in verse 4.
他就告诉他们。
Hear, O Israel.
以色列啊，你要听。
So what does this mean?
告诉我们什么？
He want them to know who they are as a chosen people of God.
他要他们明白他们是谁，他们是神所拣选的子民。
They have to know they are the chosen people of God.
他们需要知道他们是神所拣选的子民。
So because of this, they cannot conform to the people in the world in that time.
就是这样，他们不能跟其他外邦的国家一样。
It's because God have sanctified them.
因为神已经使他们成圣。
And separate them to be His own people.
神已经把他们分别出来，成为自己的子民。
So that's why for us now.Nowadays,
所以对我们来讲
Actually, we should not serve mammon.
我们不能来侍奉马门。
We should not worry so much about life to be rich in this world.
我们不需要去烦恼说我们在这个世界上要多么的丰富。
Because all these things the world seek for.
因为这些一切都是世界上的人所追求的。
The reason they seek for this kind of things because they do not know the true and living God.
他们追求这些因为他们不认识真神。
But for us, we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们是神所拣选的人。
We are His royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are His holy nation.
我们是属神的族类。
We are His special people.
我们是属于神的子民。
So because of this, we truly must separate ourselves from the people of this world.
所以因为这样，我们真的要把我们自己从世界上的人分别出来。
This means if they seek for the things of this world.
所以他们如果追求世界上的事，
we seek for the things of God.
我们需要去来追求。
If they want to be wealthy in this world,
如果他们是要在世界上成为富足，
we want to be rich in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在主里面成为富足。
But if we do not know who we are,
但是我们如果不认识自己，
then how can we truly teach the younger generation to know the God that we worship?
那我们怎么样来教导我们的下一代我们所来敬拜的神呢？
Because if we do not know who we are,
因为如果我们不认识我们自己的身份，
and then it's impossible to understand who God is.
就没有办法来认识我们的神是谁。
Because only we know who we are.
因为当我们知道我们是谁，
then we will know what is the most important in our life.
那我们才能够知道我们生命当中最重要的是什么。
That's why the second sentence said, "The Lord our God, the Lord is the only one."
所以第二这个下半段就是讲到主我们的神是独一的神。
So this means if we know who we are.
所以我们如果认识自己，
and then we know the most important thing in our life is God Himself.
那我们如果认识在我们生命中最重要的就是神本身。
You can see nowadays.
我们就可以看到那今天。
Of course, we want our children to have everything.
当然，我们很盼望我们的小孩子能够拥有一切。
Even sometime on Sabbath day, we send them to Chinese school.
就是有时候在星期六也让他们上中文学校。
We send them to play the violin.
还是去学音乐。
We send them to play the piano.
还是去学钢琴。
But do we truly have to do all these things?
但是我们真的需要做这一切吗？
Because of course it's so wonderful if a kid can play the piano, learn Chinese, and play violin.
因为有时候真的是他们能够讲中文来弹琴，真的当然是很好。
But when we do these things for them,
但是我们为他们做这一切，
we teaching them that God is not the first things in our life.
我们就教导他，神在我们当生命里不是属于第一的。
That God is not the most important things in our life.
神在我们生命里不算是最重要的。
Actually, praise and thank God for my family and I.
但是感谢赞美神我的家庭和我本身。
I think since I came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我来认识神之后，
it is 10 years now.
已经过十年了。
I don't remember one day that I missed a Sabbath.
我不记得我曾有一次来没有来守安息日。
Because every time we go to spiritual convocation,
因为每次当我们来参加灵恩会的时候
，and every time we listen to the minister who teach us to observe Sabbath,
我们听到传道都会勉励我们要来遵守安息日。
And we know Sabbath is not a suggestion.
我们知道安息日不是一个建议
，but it's a commandment from God.
但是是神的一个诫命。
So we feel that Sabbath is not so important in our lives. Then how can we truly teach the younger generation?
所以我们如果自己不认为安息日很重要的话，我们怎么样来教导我们的下一代？
So that's why for us,
所以对我们来说，
we truly must think and reflect.
我们真的要来反省。
And to open our spiritual eye to see that our children are being beaten up by Satan.
来张开我们属灵的眼睛，能够看到说我们的孩子 真的是被撒旦来攻击。
This should not be the case.
啊，不是，这是起来不应该发生的事。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵。
We worship the true and living God.
我们啊，来敬畏这独一的真神。
So we know who we are.
所以我们要知道我们是谁。
Then we know what is the most important thing in our lives.
来认识什么是最生命当中最重要的。
And that's the only time that we truly know how to love Him.
那就这样，我们才能够来知道怎么样来爱神。
So that's why Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5.
所以在第六章第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Verse 6.
第六节。
And this word which I commanded you today shall be in your heart.So we can see in these two verses, Moses keep reminding them many times, you must love God with your totality.
所以摩西再次的强调，这边说到我们要尽心尽力尽力的爱神。
Love God with all your heart.
尽心的爱神。
Love God with all your soul.
尽性的爱神。
With love God with all your strength.
尽力的爱神。
So this means God must come first in our lives.
所以告诉我们，神在我们生命当中要一定要站在第一位。
So Friday night,
所以星期五晚上
all our family members, especially our children, should be in church to worship the true and living God.
我们所有的家庭的人，特别我是我们的孩子，都要来这边来敬拜神。
And on Saturday, we put everything aside to bring our family to worship the true and living God.
那在星期六，我们应该把所有一切放开，要把我们的家庭带来教会敬拜神。
Because this is one way to show how much we love God.
这样我们才能够表示我们多么的爱神。
So we as parents,
所以我们身为父母的，
if we do not show how much we love God,
如果我们不来表现我们多么的爱神，
then it's very difficult to teach to a younger generation.
所以这样就对我们的下一代就很难的教导。
Because in chapter 6 verse 7,
因为在第六章第七节，
chapter 6 verse 7,
第六章第七节，
you shall teach them diligently to your children,And shall talk with them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
你要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So only we can love God with a totality.
所以当我们完全全力全心的爱神，
and then we have the right to teach to a younger generation.
那我们就有办法来教导我们的下一代。
Because in verse 7, Moses told them, you shall teach them diligently to your children.
因为第七节说到要殷勤地教训你的儿女。
And you shall talk of them when you sit down.
所以坐下的也要讲。
And when you walk by the way,
在行在路上。
And when you lie down,
躺下。
And when you rise up,
起来。
So this means every circumstances,Our children should see our Lord Jesus Christ inside of us.
所以不管在什么的情况之下，我们的儿女都应该有办法看到神在我们的生活里。
When we talk, they should know we are most priority things in our life is Jesus Himself.
我们讲话谈论，他们都应该能够听到主耶稣是我们生命当中最重要。
And when we walk, when we go to places, they should know that Jesus is the most important things in our life.
我们行路在路上走路的时候，我们讲话也要让他们听到主耶稣是最重要的。
And when we lie down and we rise up.
当我们躺下起来。
And then verse 8 says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
那第八节说到要系在手上为记号。
And there should be as a frontlet between your eyes.
然后要戴在额上为经文。
So this means our children can see very clearly that we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们的儿女很清楚的能够看到我们是属于神的人。
That His words abide in us.
他的神的话跟我们同在。
So they should bind the word of God on our hands.
所以我们要系在我们的手上。
And also His word should be between our eyes.
然后也要戴在头上、额上。
So this means our children cannot miss it.
这样子的话，孩子完全不会看不到。
Not only that, in verse 9.
不但这样，在第九节，
You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
要写在你房屋的门框上，并你城墙上。
So this means our life in church should be exactly like our life outside the church.
告诉我们，我们在教会里的生活跟我们在教会外的生活完全一致。
Because the write on the doorpost and the write on the gates is for strangers to see and not for the household.
因为要写在房屋上还是写在城门上，是给别人看，不是给。房子里面的人看。
Actually, time after time again.
所以 每一次常常是这样子。
The children always continue to share with us.
这些孩子们都一直跟我们的分享。
Why are parents such hypocrites?
为什么父母都是好像法利赛人一
样？In church they act so wonderful. In church they act so holy.
在教会里面，他们表现得很圣洁、很完全。
But outside the church, they are not a they have a different life.
但是在教会以外，他们有一个不同的生活。
Some of them gamble.
有些人他们会赌博。
Some of them even swear and talk things that's not appropriate.
有的人他们会发誓，然后会说不适合的话。
If our lives are like this,
如果我们的生命是这样
，How can we truly teach a younger generation?
我们怎么样来教导我们的下一代？
But if we truly know who we are,
我们若知道我们是谁
，if we truly be able to teach to younger generation,
我们就有办法来教导我们的下一代。
And then they will see very clearly that we truly worship the true and living God.
他们才有机会能够来敬拜这独一的真神。
But what is the most important thing we should teach our children?
那我们能够教导我们孩子最重要的是什么？
Of course, there's many things in the world.
在这个世界上有很多的事。
That we want them to accomplish.
或许是我们希望他们能够成就的。
Of course, all these things are very wonderful.
但这些都是好的事。
But the most important thing we must teach our children.
但最重要，我们能够教导我们孩子。
That is to understand who God is.
到底神是谁。
Let's see the book of Proverbs, chapter 15.
看箴言第十五章。
The book of Proverbs, chapter 15.
箴言第十五章。
The book of Proverbs, chapter 15.Verse 17.
箴言第十五章第十七节。
Book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17.
箴言十五章十七节。
Better is a dinner of herbs with lovers than a fatted calf with hatred.
吃蔬菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
This is truly great wisdom.
这个是真智慧。
Because the author said, better of dinner of herbs with love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
因为能够吃素菜能够相爱强如能够吃肥牛来相恨。
I remember when I first came to this country.
我记得我刚来这个国家的时候。
That my family and I was very poor.
我的家庭真的是很穷。
So every single week during garbage night.
所以每一天每一个礼拜都有一个垃圾的晚餐。
My brother and I would go out and find to salvage any garbage we can use for the house.
我和我的兄弟都会出去来。垃圾当中寻找，我们能够找到什么家里能够用。
During the time we do not have a bank account.
那时候我们没有银行户口。
During the time we do not have a house to live in.
那时候也没有一个房屋能够住。
And even the TV we had, because we found in the trash, we can only see one channel.
那个电视我们找到电视只能看到一台。
And even that one channel is very snowy, right? You hardly can see the picture.
那一台也是很模糊，看不到。
But I remember those days.
但是我记得那些日子。
That my family and I were so joyful.
我的家庭整个家庭都好喜乐。
Every single night, whatever little we have to eat, we ate with such a joyful heart and a loving heart.
每天我们如果能够吃的话，我们吃的时候就好高兴，好感谢。
And we never yell and scream at one another.
我们也不会互相的喊叫。
Because we're so thankful that we be able to escape from Cambodia and come to live in this country.
因为我们感觉很感谢我们能够离开柬埔寨来到这个地方能够有饭吃。
But now my family has many things.
但现在我的家庭有很多东西。
Even though they have many things concerning material things in this world.
那这些是属于世上物质的东西。
But the last time I went to visit them.
但是后来能去看到我家人的时候。
They were all getting drunk.
他们都喝醉了。
And my younger sister did not talk to my older sister.
我最小的妹妹也不跟我的大妹妹讲话。
And my older sister did not talk to my big older brother.
我还是我姐姐也不跟我的哥哥讲话。
Actually, there's no more love in the family.
就在家庭里面就没有爱了。
So that's why in the household.
所以很重要的在家庭里
面。The most important thing we need to have is love.
最重要，我们最需要的就是爱。
Why do our children turn to smoking pot?
为什么孩子们会去吸毒抽烟
？Why do they watch pornography?
为什么他们会被色情吸引
？Why do they need boys and girls to satisfy them?
为什么他们需要男孩还是女孩来满足他们
？Because they receive no love at home.
因为他们在家里没有爱。
Because of this, they feel that they need something else from outside. to stimulate them, to make them feel happy.
就是因为这样，他们需要从外面来的刺激，让他们感觉到关心和爱。
That's why the Bible says, "Better is a dinner of herbs with love is than a fatted calf with hatred."
所以这样，圣经才告诉我们，吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
Of course, many of us are very blessed by God.
当我们每一个人都受到神很多的福气。
And it's good we do not need to eat herbs anymore.
也是。我们今天真的不需要 去吃很多的蔬菜。
Every night we can eat fatted calves.
每天晚餐我们都能够吃到肥牛。
Because herbs actually is very tasteless.
其实蔬菜当然是没有什么味道。
Let's fight for this RHCS for the last couple of days. We have eaten Korean barbecue.
所以我们过去几天有办法吃到这个韩国烤肉。
Because the young people do not like too much vegetable.
因为这个年轻的一代不喜欢吃很多菜。
Because they want meat.
他们要肉。
Because all of them are grown.
因为他们都还在长大。
So of course it's wonderful that our family can eat meat.
所以当然我们家里能够吃到肉当然很好。
But it's so much better can eat meat and have love at the same time at home.
但是能够吃肉但是有爱更重要其实是更重要的。
But if they eat meat and they don't have love at home.
但是如果能够吃肉但是没有爱。
Then it's bad to eat herb where love is.
那样子不如能够吃素菜然后有爱。
Let's also turn to chapter 17 verse 1.
我们看十七章第一节。
17 verse 1.
十七章第一节。
Proverbs 17 verse 1.
箴言十七章第一节。
Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife.
设宴席满屋，大家相争，不如有快饼。
This is also great wisdom.
大家相安。
Every time I think about my family,
每次我想到我的家庭
I wish we'd gone back to the first time when we came to this country.
有时候我很盼望的，好像能够回到我们刚来这个国家的时候。
Seven of us.
我们七个人。
Live in a 2-3 bedrooms apartment.
我们住在一个两个房间的一个这个apartment.
Very simple food to eat.
我们很吃很简单的食物。
But we always dear for one another.
但是我们每一天都是在那边互相的支持。
No matter what we do, even we watch the TV, right? One channel is slow, but all of us were so joyful.
虽然我们能够看到只有那一台的电视，但是也不是很清楚，但是都好感觉好喜乐。
But now all the television over 50 inches.
那现在所有的电视都超过50寸。
And they can eat whatever they want.
他们大家所有都能够吃他们想要吃的。
But all the family have been divided.
所有的家庭都已经分裂了。
They have no relationship with one another.
他们再也没有互相有相关。
And every single year they hardly ever call one another to say hi.
那每一年他们再也不互相的打电话问好。
Yes, for us.
所以真的对我们来说
we know we are the chosen people of God.
我们知道我们是所拣选的
子民 and we know we want to give our children everything that we have.
我们知道我们也要给我们孩子所有的一切
but make sure inside the house.
但是我们需要来知道很重要的是在家庭里
they must have love.
他们一定需要爱
they must have peace and they have much joy.
他们这样就会有平安，也会有喜乐。
If they could not have these things,
他们如果没有这一些
and then everything that they have becomes so meaningless.
他们所有的一切就会变成没有意义。
Because if they eat great dinner,
虽然他们吃很好的晚餐
and the dinner only it tastes good because there's love and joy in the midst of this dinner.
晚餐感觉很好吃，就是因为这个吃晚餐里面有爱。
So that's why we must think and reflect.
所以我们真的要来反省。
What is the most important thing for our children?
对我们孩子们最重要的是什么？
But before we can truly teach our children,
但在我们能够教孩子之前，
we ourselves must become like Job.
我们自己本身要像约伯一样。
We must become blameless.
我们需要完全。
We must become upright.
我们需要成为正直。
We must fear God and shun evil.
我们需要敬畏神来远离恶事。
And only then will we kneel down and pray for our children.
所以当我们跪下来为我们孩子祷告的时候，
that the power of God will manifest in their hearts.
这样神的能力能够在他们身上彰显出来。
For those who feel empty,
那些感觉心里虚空的，
God will fill them with His love.
神有办法让他的爱充满他们。
For those who feel lonely,
那些感觉孤单的，
God will comfort them.
神会安慰他们。
But if we ourselves are not righteous, not upright,
那我们自己本身如果不完全不正直，
then our children, our family will also suffer.
我们的家庭，我们的孩子也会受苦。
So may God continue truly to help us.
所以我们祈求神继续来帮助我们。
Our children are crying for us.
我们的孩子们来呼喊我们。
We must lift them up with a prayer.
我们需要用我们的祷告来支持他们。
Let's all rise up and sing one hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn 381.
381首。
381.
381首。